Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time for another episode of the Rooting Guide from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and I am so glad to be with you, as I am every single week, talking about who the Steelers need to lose in each and every game that does not include them. And I know what you're saying. I know, you know, hey, we root against Baltimore, we root against Cleveland and Cincy and New England. And of course, since he is playing the Steelers this weekend, so we don't have to worry about them. We just have to root for the Steelers. But wait, there's some games that might be a little confusing. So for Steelers' sake, you gotta know who to root for. Every time the Steelers take the field, you know it's about taking care of business with a win. And we know, as last week happened in Los Angeles, that doesn't always occur. But the goal is still always making the playoffs. And as pessimistic as some of us can be sometimes, they are still in the thick of the playoff race. They can get in. So then it becomes about seeding and matchups. With the Steelers needing to control their fate against the Cincinnati Bengals in the Queen City, other contests are definitely going to matter to Steeler Nation, and we assume the Steelers will keep winning more for the sake of this exercise. Here's a guide to other significant matchups and whose losses, once again, would benefit the Steelers more. If the Steelers ended their season today, they would be the eighth seed in the AFC, and as you know, not good enough to get in, so they need some help. Here are the current AFC playoff pictures going into week 12. Number one, the Tennessee Titans are 8-3. They hold steady. They would win the AFC South and earn a first round bye. The Baltimore Ravens are at 7-3. Last week they were number two. They hold steady as well. They would win the AFC North and host the Buffalo Bills. The Patriots, wow. They were number 10 for the longest time. They're all the way up to number three. Last week, number seven at 7-4. Belichick's Pats would win the AFC East and host the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes, not the Bills winning the AFC East at this point. It's now the Pats in control. Kansas City Chiefs are another team that reclaimed the top spot in the AFC West Division. They are 7-4. Last week, number eight. This week, number four. They would win the AFC West and host the Cincinnati Bengals, who are at number five at 6-4. Last week, number 10. Moving on up, they would be wild card number one. Los Angeles Chargers, once again, visiting New England. They were number three last week. They dropped down, even though they lost. They are 6-4. Even though they won, actually, they are 6-4. The Buffalo Bills are the final wild card right now. They are 7-4. They would be the wild card number three and visit the Baltimore Ravens. At number eight, it's your Pittsburgh Steelers. Last week, number six. The Colts are up three big notches at 5-5. They are at number nine. The Cleveland Browns are down a notch, even though they beat the Detroit Lions. They're at number 10 at 5-5. The Vegas Raiders, they are 6-5, courtesy of a win over the Dallas Cowboys on Turkey Days. But they are down right now to number 11. Denver Broncos, 5-5 last week. They were number 11. Right now, they are number 12. The Dolphins, they've been moving up. They were 16 not too long ago. Right now, they're holding steady at 13. Also, the Houston Texans, they won a big game last week against the Tennessee Titans. Talk about taking an opponent lightly. There's more than just us, Steeler fans. The Texans are 2-8, but they are up two notches. Jacksonville Jags, they hold steady at 15. They are 2-8. And the Jets of New York, of Gotham City, are 2-8. Last week, they were number 14. They are at number 16, dead last. We could talk about the Jets game. We could talk about the Texans and the Jaguars, but we're not going to, because I could say the same thing. These games don't matter to the Steelers, so we are going to leave them off of the rooting guide right now. But let's start with what I consider a biggie. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Indianapolis Colts. the Colts are coming on hard, and after a rough start, they are definitely a team to keep your black and gold eyes on. Now, I know we abhor Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, who's probably not playing, and Gronk, but the Steelers need the IndyCar to hit a speed bump now. You've got to go against who you hate in this one. I know you'd normally root against Tampa, but you need help from Tampa. Take it. Who to root for? Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Carolina Panthers and Miami Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins are ranked 13th, but they are 4-7. The Steelers right now have 5 wins. They could come on strong. And if they start putting something together against a weird Carolina team, you just don't know who they are, they could be pretty dangerous. Are they pretty much out of it? Yeah. But they're winning as of late, so don't take this team lightly. Just in case they creep up, the Steelers can breathe easier with another AFC competitor having their momentum suppressed. So who to root for? The Carolina Panthers. Tennessee Titans at New England Patriots, Sunday at 1 p.m. CBS. What a fantastic game, my friends. This is definitely an interesting one. I would almost consider the contest a toss-up. Losses from both teams benefit the Steelers, I'm sure. But the Titans are number one right now, and a loss from them would be helpful. But if they lose, New England takes the top spot. The Steelers have a head-to-head with Mike Vrabel's team coming up in a few weeks, and they don't face New England. So I think the Patriots are on the verge of a revival, and they are so hard to root for anyway. So let's actually root for the Tennessee Titans this week. Los Angeles Chargers at Denver Broncos. This one is on Sunday at 4:25 p.m. It is going to be an interesting game. Yes, the Steelers just lost to Los Angeles, and they are ahead of the Men of Steel in the conference standings. Win by the Broncos, well, it's going to bunch things up a little bit, but it benefits Pittsburgh more. So let's root for the Broncos over the Bolts in Denver, in Mile High. That's who to root for. Denver. All right, here's the one. Here's the one that is going to give you heartburn and has caused the rooting guide to try to reconfigure so many ways, and it keeps coming up with one, and you're not going to like it. Or maybe you will like it. I don't know. Cleveland Browns at Baltimore Ravens, Sunday, 8:20 on NBC. I know, it sucks to root for the Browns. We always say when it's Brown, flush it down. We hate Myles Garrett for swinging a helmet. We hate Baker Mayfield for being Baker Mayfield. We hate Kareem Hunt for beating up women. But the Ravens are the division leaders, and they need to lose. You've got to take a Silkwood shower after you cheer for Cleveland in this one. But you've got to do it. The rooting guide says so. And it's going to benefit the Steelers so much more if the Ravens lose. Now, I know it's not hard to root against the Ravens, but it's hard when it's the Cleveland Browns. Yuck. Who to root for? Cleveland Browns. All right, so that's it. That is the rooting guide, my friends. Who do you like in these games for Yinzer's sake? And remember, it is all about the Yinzers. And that is what we've got to think about when we pick these games. Let us know in the comments section in the article or on BTSC social media. And you know it. BTSC has so many breaking news podcasts. BTSC has so many original articles on the editorial side. So many great shows to check out. So tomorrow after the game, check out the post-game show from BTSC. With Jeff Hartman, Dave Schofield, and myself. Check out Winners and Losers from Jeff Hartman. Check out everything you need to check out. If you love black and gold, we've got it here on BTSC. So, now there's one thing left to do. It's grab that terrible towel and start rooting.